On your commute, on your walk, on your couch. With the WSHU app, you can stream your favorite shows, check playlists, and catch up on podcasts anytime. Plus, you can send us feedback right in the app. Tell us what you love or what you'd like more of. Download the WSHU app free on the App Store or Google Play.
The snow has finally melted around our region, but now the potholes need to get fixed. New York Governor Kathy Hochul rolled out a repaving campaign today to eliminate 175,000 potholes statewide by the end of the year. She says New Yorkers are already facing expensive car insurance rates plus climbing gas prices.
Our economy requires our delivery trucks, our commercial vehicles, our large tractor trailers, to be able to go smoothly without disruption and at the speeds that are allowed by the speed limit, not having to go under speed because of potholes.
The State Transportation Department says Long Island saw record snow this winter, and the freeze-thaw cycle caused heavier damage than usual. This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Spring is here. Is your yard wildlife friendly? A look at a Connecticut proposal to reduce the rate of return on recyclables. A local summertime favorite could be a lot more expensive this year. Plus, it's the latest from WSHU's The Making of Us. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut is home to nearly 400 wild bee species, and if you're looking to make your yard more welcoming for them, one solution could be just to let things grow. The New England News Collaborative's Jenny Ahrens has more.
For years, Hamden resident Tracy Zarillo worked in her yard, pulling out plants she thought were just weeds. But one year, this bee scientist for the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station decided to leave them alone.
It turned out that they were asters, and these flowers are such a source of pollen and nectar for bumblebees at the end of the season. They're literally like dripping with bumblebees at the end of the season.
Zarillo says there are native flower seeds in our yards that want to germinate and grow.
And sometimes it's just a matter of just letting them come up and being curious.
But homeowners need to make sure that an unknown plant doesn't turn out to be an invasive species. Free smartphone apps are available that can help identify plants. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jenny Ahrens.
A proposal to decrease the current rate of return on cans and bottles has moved forward in the Connecticut legislature. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish reports.
The state would cut the amount it pays for turning in used bottles and cans from 10 cents to 5 cents per container. According to the Connecticut Mirror, the lower rate would be set if the number of containers returned divided by the number sold surpasses 100% this year. The measure is intended to crack down on what state officials say is a scheme to make a profit off of the returns. People buy beverages in a state with a lower rate of return and then bring them to Connecticut to get a higher payout. Some legislators say the bill falls short. They want the state to study previous anti-fraud measures. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
The price of a lobster roll could be particularly high this summer if supply doesn't increase. Lobstermen and seafood retailers say harvests have been limited so far this year. Joby Norton of Mulaney's Fish Market in Massachusetts says when lobsters are in short supply and demand goes up, so do the prices.
People are super surprised at that price, but if you figure lobster meat is $75 a pound, you know, that's almost $5 an ounce. They're putting 6 ounces in a lobster roll. That's almost $30 just for lobster meat.
Some lobster sellers say they wouldn't be surprised by lobster rolls going for $50 a pop come summertime. The Mass Department of Marine Fisheries says costs are affected by catches off the coast of New England and Canada, labor shortages, and higher fuel prices for fishing boats. November's midterms will decide control of Congress and shape President Trump's agenda. That's on this week's The Making of Us, and that's coming up.
On Good at Heart, Dr. Jeremy Nobel talks about changing how we think about loneliness.
It's a biologic signal. Just like thirst is a signal you need hydration to survive.
Right.
Loneliness is a signal we need other people to survive.
I'm Randy Kay, host of WSHU's podcast, Good at Heart. Hear all of our conversations on our website, WSHU.org.
The University of Connecticut's men's basketball team will play for the national championship title tonight at 8:50. They'll face Michigan. The UConn men won back-to-back national championships in 2023 and 2024. The U.S. Coast Guard rescued four boaters off the coast of Fire Island on Saturday night. They called for help when their sport fishing yacht was stranded in 12-foot waves. The Coast Guard deployed a 47-foot lifeboat and a helicopter, and a rescue swimmer hoisted the four to safety. The boat was left in the water and washed ashore intact on Sunday. Governor Hochul is seeking a disaster declaration from the U.S. Department of Agriculture for Suffolk County shellfish growers. It would let those eligible apply for low-interest emergency loans. All that heavy snow we got this winter, plus the freezing temperatures, really took a toll on the region's aquaculture industry. The state estimates a combined $2.4 million loss between damaged boats and equipment and delays in harvesting thanks to frozen waters. This is a big election year. The November midterms will determine who controls the U.S. House of Representatives and Senate, and results impact President Trump's agenda. For this week's episode of The Making of Us, WSHU's Molly Ingram explores how the two-party system affects elections.
The Democratic and Republican parties have dominated American politics since the Civil War. Before them, there were the Whigs, the Democratic Republicans, the Federalists, and a laundry list of others. But even then, the two-party system was the standard. Why? Mara Sutman Lee is an associate professor of government at Connecticut College. They say it's because we decide elections in a winner-takes-all system called plurality voting, or first past the post. The person with the most support wins the election.
Any race where only one person wins, voters are going to gravitate towards the candidates most likely to win, and it's going to squeeze out third parties over time.
This differs from the system that most democracies, like Spain, use, which is proportional representation. Under that system, people vote for a party. If the party receives, say, 25% of the votes, they get 25% of the seats. Under the American system, if you vote for a candidate who loses, you're represented by one person you didn't support.
Without something like proportional representation, third parties don't necessarily have incentive to form and to organize and to run as candidates that are going to win elections.
Third parties exist in the U.S. and they have some pull, but they often endorse candidates who are already running as Democrats or Republicans. One example is the Working Families Party, which is further left than the Democratic label, but typically endorses Dems.
There's not as much incentives for third parties to form. And when they do, they kind of form as like pressure valves. They put the heat on major party organizations.
And it's important to remember, political parties are private organizations. State and federal law and the Supreme Court have power over them, but not a ton of it.
It's this really strange hybrid. Like, they're private organizations that have immense power. They set their own rules for nomination. Those rules vary from state to state. You know, they are not public entities. They are private organizations. They get to set the rules.
For now, the two-party system is likely to continue dominating. But with discontent among voters in both the Republican and Democratic base, a mainstream push to get away from the system could be in the near future. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
For the news you trust and music you love, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or download the free WSHU app. And there's more from us over on Instagram. We have more on the music you hear, the latest news from around Long Island Sound, and some behind-the-scenes fun. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. Looking forward to connecting with you on there. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.